It's the GeoQuiz podcast. I'm David Lavallee with a quiz that follows a crooked, or I guess you might say a Confucian path. See if you can follow this. So I stumbled across a blog about China the other day when I was randomly browsing. A couple of emails later, and I was speaking with the Icelander who writes the blog.
Hello, David. My name is Arnþór Helgason, and at present I am in northwestern Iceland, standing just aside a road, and in the distance, I don't know if your listeners can hear it, there are some faint sounds from a waterfall, and now and then birds are singing, just waiting for a car passing by.
So there he is, standing by the side of the road in northern Iceland, and I learned that Arthur knows a lot about China and has a long-standing interest in Chinese culture going back to the 70s. Arthur was actually appointed as a friendship ambassador between Iceland and China some years ago. It's a cultural, not an official diplomatic post, and part of the Icelandic Chinese Cultural Society. Anyway, occasionally a car goes by, I wait a second, then he goes on to tell me about his most recent trip to Shandong.
Shandong.
Shandong is an eastern coastal province of the People's Republic of China. Shandong is considered an important region in Chinese history, and there are important Buddhist temples near the city of Jinan. And here's where the GeoQuiz comes in. The province is home to the city said to be the birthplace of Confucius, the sage who had more influence on Chinese society than any other philosopher, and it's where you can visit a shrine to Confucius. So as Confucius might once have said, he who names this Chinese city answers the GeoQuiz. No, seriously, can you name this famous city in Shandong province in China where Confucius lived? Well, for the answer, let's get back to Arthur Helgeson. Remember, he's standing by the side of the road in northern Iceland telling me about his trip.
The Icelandic Chinese Cultural Society was celebrating its 60th anniversary last year, and therefore we were invited to send a 5-member delegation to China. We went to Shandong province, and among other places there was a city called Taiyuan. There I recorded, among other things, a local opera which is called Pingzhi. This area which I recorded tells something about Emperor Chenlong from the old Chinese court of the Qing dynasty.
We can sit here and listen to the opera. Oh, it's a big...
I have to say that I like this singing very much. For instance, the old revolutionary operas like The Red Lantern and Sachabang are one of my favorites. I cherish them very much. So I was actually very happy to record this sound. It was a street theater playing this opera, and therefore the recording is just like what it is. I also went to Chefu, where Confucius, the great sage, lived for a long time. You know that Confucius was born in 551 BC and died in 479. And his family was living in Chefu for more than 2,000 years, or until 1937, that they had to leave the city because of the Japanese invasion. Could you imagine your ancestors living at the same street for 2,500 years? I had been there before, and I wanted to record the atmosphere in the area of the Confucius Temple. All the birds, the tourists walking around, and when we were in front of the Confucius grave, there was a lot of tourists there also, and the sound of electric cars and so on and so forth, everything which follows the modern times. When I was there in 2004, I found it a lot more a holy place than it seems to be now, because then there were fewer tourists. Actually, many Chinese people come to Chifu and Confucius Temple there as pilgrims. And there's a lot of religious activities going on there. For instance, we saw a group of children reciting Confucius sayings. And this is probably done because Confucius is now more taught in schools of China than Mao Zedong, anyway. My Chinese is very poor, but there is a saying from Confucius which is one of my favorites. What you do not want other people to do to you, you shouldn't do to them. Doesn't it remind you on what Jesus Christ said? It is actually the same meaning. So both Confucius and Jesus Christ were men of peace. I hope that listeners will find something interesting which I have recorded. I have tried to preserve some memories of sounds, because the sounds of the world are always changing, and sounds which are common today may have disappeared tomorrow. This is Arnór Helgason speaking from Iceland in Strandasýsla, Northwest Iceland. Já, verðið margur blessuð og sæl. Be blessed, all of you.
Thanks to Arthur Helgeson for that geoquiz from the city of Qifu in Shandong Province, China. So the answer to the geoquiz is Qifu.
Qifu, China.
Where you can visit the Temple of Confucius. And here's a little more of that Chinese opera to groove on. The GeoQuiz is a podcast of The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston. If you have questions or comments, write me at geoquiz@pri.org. And we have a GeoQuiz texting game you might like to try. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. That's 69866. Over to you.